Brewers 360, sponsored by Holiday Automotive. Joining us is Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. Oh, Jeff, that was painful last night.
Yeah, the 10th inning was not great. I mean, everything was great up until the 10th inning, and then just kind of a bunch of paper cuts.
Right.
Thankfully, it was just 10 innings and not 11.
So you know what?
It all worked out.
You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of like when my kids play baseball and the coach says, "Don't swing until they throw a strike." And then the kid on the mound is just struggling, and everyone's just dying as no one is swinging and just throwing balls.
Yeah, it's really tough. It was tough to watch. And I think Rock had a great line last night. He goes, "You know, you just want to tell him to go out there and take it easy and just guide it over the plate. But you know, it's a lot easier said than done.
Right.
Come on, just throw strikes. Take a little off. It happens." But you know, last night was a tough one. Hopefully they get an opportunity to get a victory this afternoon.
Jeff, I want you to kind of walk me through the thought process in that 9th and 10th inning. For me, I put it on my Twitter feed last night. I would have saved Williams for the 10th inning. I would prefer to have the best reliever, arguably the best closer in baseball, with a runner on second than, say, a guy like Andrew Chafin, and maybe use Uribe in that 9th inning. And I know the thought process is, well, you got to get to the 10th. But for the Brewers, the lack of their offense, trying to win it off in the bottom of the 9th was unlikely, 3 straight outs. And in the 10th inning, you got that runner on second. Little bit of a head start for the offense. Talk me through that thought process. The am I crazy, Jeff? Is there a reason I'm not a major league baseball manager?
I will say that your move would have gone against most major league managers' decisions. I just feel like more often than not, if you're at home and you are tied and you're in the top of the 9th, you bring a closer in to try and keep the game there, and you give yourself an opportunity to win it in the bottom of the 9th inning. I feel like Craig Counsell has been pretty consistent in doing it that way. If you're on the road, it's a different story. If you're tied, you know, we saw the Reds come into town and do that, and the Brewers ended up beating Alexis Diaz. But if you're at home, kind of the percentages say bring your closer in at that time so that you can try and win it in the bottom of the 9th inning and you don't have that runner starting at second base. I think the bigger question is why Chafin there in the 10th inning and not a Hobie Milner, or even start with Uribe in the bottom of the 10th inning. But that's another question for another time. But I was fine with Devin Williams coming in the 9th. Because he's been doing that a ton over the course of the season.
And I so want to root for Chafin. The guy is just waiting to be a fan favorite. So you want him to have success so we can all cheer on that mustache.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think he will have better outings, and he has had better outings.
Yeah.
Case in point, just a couple of days ago. But yesterday, it wasn't his day. And I think Abner, he pitched really well once he was able to find the strike zone.
So Jeff Levering joins us quickly here before we let you go. Jeff, I heard you were at State Fair yesterday there with the kids. Where'd you go?
We did a little bit of everything. We rode the rides. My son did his first upside-down ride experience of his life, so I was there sitting next to him for that. We did some food. I'm pretty sure I burned the roof of my mouth on a fried pickle. it was great. It was a great time at the fair.
Do you do the food before the rides, Jeff? Get, you know, a little gamble there?
Challenge,
upside down.
Yeah, no. No chance. I'm a much more veteran State Fair goer than that. I definitely don't eat before I go on the rides.
Sounds good. Jeff Levering, Brewers play-by-play man for Brewers 360. Back at it this afternoon right here on WTMJ. Thanks, Jeff.
You got it. See you guys.
7:49. We got major issues on the roadways. We'll check in with Steph Graham here in a minute.